Allison, the owner of Christella Boudoir. Am I saying that right, Christella?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Easiest win of the day. So, Allison, why don't you tell us a little bit about what goes on at Christella Boudoir?
Okay. So obviously I'm Allison and I own Christella Boudoir. My studio is located in Medina, but I do serve the surrounding states. So some people will travel and come hang out with me. I offer, it's most people know it's more of a luxury service, but women can book it to celebrate themselves for any reason or no reason at all, just because. So a lot of women will book it just to do something for themselves. Either I've had people come in because they like lost their significant other and they're trying to kind of refine themselves because they're alone and they're just working on them. Or I've had people come in after breakups, divorces, all of that stuff. But there's also people that come in when they're getting married and they want something really fun and spicy for a wedding gift to their partner, because I do offer custom products. So a lot of women go with albums, but there's also like metal prints. There's those little prints that you've probably seen on TikTok. But that's the general overview of Christella Boudoir.
Okay. And, you know, kind of diving into that a little bit, you know, you mentioned that a lot of people come in for a lot of reasons. Being a woman-owned boudoir studio, what do you think the biggest difference is in your approach when it comes to how you are making your clients feel?
I really pride myself on making them feel comfortable quickly, like I'm a friend, not some stranger that they're coming in to essentially undress for.
Sure.
I'm very big on like connecting with my people, making them feel safe, making the connection with them as quickly as possible also. So I ask them tons of questions to get to know them and just making them feel seen. My mission, like essentially, is just to show like every single woman that no matter their weight, their age, their color, their size, no matter how they're feeling, that they're still beautiful and they still deserve to be celebrated and to love themselves. Because I feel like as a woman, especially, so I'm a 90s baby, so I can like super relate to that. But everything like we grew up with, like, oh, you have to be like so tiny to like, that's what equals beauty. And it's just not true. So I want to just burn that down.
No, I think it's great. I think we can all remember that 90s, 2000s era of there's a very specific look to what is considered conventionally attractive that a lot of people, myself included, definitely did not fit into. I think we spent a long time telling ourselves that we were not attractive or that we were not worthy of other people finding us attractive. So the fact that you are so dedicated to burning those notions and those myths, I mean, that's such a powerful thing to think about. So when you're looking at the beginning of this whole studio process, what makes you kind of decide, you know what, this is what I want to do? And as you mentioned, you get clients from Michigan and Pennsylvania and all these places that come in. Why was it so important for you to stay here locally?
Because I can't travel for work since I'm also a stay-at-home mom, and I've been a stay-at-home mom raising two kids since 2018. Maybe in like 2 years or so, I can do a little traveling to photograph, but I really do love being local too, because it's fun. It's almost like a challenge for myself. Like, what states can you reach? Because that's a block. Like, I feel like that's also a mental block for a lot of business owners. Like, oh, you live in Ohio, so all your people are going to come from Ohio, right? No. Why do they all have to be from Ohio?
You know what? Honestly, sometimes the simple reason is the one that it makes the most sense. You mentioned being a mother to two younger children who are probably rapidly approaching the age where people start to tell them they feel certain ways because, as we mentioned before, you know, people have preconceived notions or, you know, these weird cultural standards or societal standards of what somebody should look like, what somebody should dress like. Given your approach with Christella Boudoir of helping people feel confident and loving their own skin that they're in, how does that impact the legacy you want to leave?
So because of what I do, I have to tiptoe a little bit because
sure.
My daughter is seven. Almost, she asks a lot of questions and I'm like, get out of my office when I'm editing. But at the same time, like, especially now, like, accepting everybody and loving everybody the same. Me and my husband, we've always, since my daughter was born, have told her, like, if you're anything in life, be a good person. And I feel like being good, being kind, and accepting people as they are is important. And Again, that just connects into my job. So we've always been doing that. But she's really good at that. And I'm always proud of her when she just is friends with everybody. Nothing matters as long as you're nice to her.
Well, Allison, if somebody is looking to book a shoot, whether it is as a gift or just for themselves, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
So the best way to contact me would be my website or my social media, which all similar. So the website is Christella Boudoir, which is CHRISTELLA.com. And it's also Christella Boudoir on TikTok and Instagram and Facebook. And then if you go on my website and you go all the way to the bottom, you can get to my private women's only Facebook group, which we have lots of things coming up for.
Okay, that sounds great. Allison from Christella Boudoir, thank you so much for taking the time and best of luck to you, not only through the month of March, but also the rest of this year.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.